You've shared the midweek drive experience on Wednesday. Now, double the fun with an extra 2 hours on 107.3 Siren FM from Thursday the 3rd of February. Quality entertainment from Lincoln. Now, if only they could afford my helicopter to fly me to the studio.
So we can't. Besides, we're well out of February now. We're well into, we're heading towards April, for goodness sakes, and all manner of other wonderful things. The weather today, light rain, becoming drier and brighter after a wet start. It'll be very windy, but reasonably warm. Maximum 16 degrees centigrade, minimum of 10 degrees centigrade. Last week, at this time, previously on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, we were all set to go to Sci-Fi London to connect and find out the latest in the ongoing build up to the Easter parade, all sorts of exciting things. Due to printing deadlines and a variety of other communication challenges, Louis Savvy was unavailable. Hopefully that is not the case this week. Louis Savvy, creator of Sci-Fi London in its 10th year, are you there?
Good morning.
Hey,
I was going to leave an awkward pause.
Well, you see, this is it. As working through the whole process, Dave Bradley, the editor-in-chief of SFX magazine, obviously one of the key sponsors of Sci-Fi London, I was saying it's difficult to actually get you both together on the same week, so I figured that it's a bit like matter and antimatter. You kind of put both together and you get them on the same sort of program sequence, so just a massive explosion. So, you know, that's the key thing, you know.
Will be a black hole if we ever run into each other.
Well, you know. There you go. Now, I've actually, whilst we've been working through the programme today, have actually physically become the 91st person to like the new Sci-Fi London site and all the rest of the bits and pieces, on Facebook, etc. You can do that too, dear listener.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Sorted through from that. Because it's looking really cracking, and I don't know, do you want to go for the Easter parade first? Do you want to go for what's actually happening as far as the events and some of the confirmatory films and things are actually concerned? It's up to you. Where would you like to go, Lee?
Okay, well, I'll start with the skateboarding duck story, as it were, you know, the sort of fun bit. We were absolutely delighted last week to be approached by Top Trumps. Do you remember playing
the bottom line is Siren 107.3 FM, it trumps any other radio station.
Oh,
it's there.
I mean,
we've got our kind of, you know, powers, you know, 10 out of 10 for the powers. We've got our unique quirky quirky characteristics. We've got all sorts of other zones within that.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a limited edition commemorative card being made by Top Trumps. They're producing a very limited run of cards just about Sci-Fi London.
Do you know, that's going to be the equivalent in kind of value terms to the Willy Wonka golden ticket.
Well, you never know, you never know.
Amazing!
Yeah, so if you come to the parade, which sort of leads back to the to what we've got on at the festival, then everyone who attends the parade, we're going to make sure that they get one of the cards. So I imagine there'll be a slew of them on eBay eventually. Mm-hmm. But if you've got to anyone who is into Trumps, then it's one of the collectible cards. They do a limited run of them each year for different events.
The Sci-Fi London Easter Parade. Who will you come as? And I'm looking at a young lady who seems to be dressed as the character Pris the android from Blade Runner.
That's right. That's right. We had we did a photo shoot a couple of weeks ago with some characters down on the South Bank, and we had a couple of zombies there, and Batman, and
I see Boba Fett has actually put in an appearance.
Yep, Boba Fett turned up. We had some stormtroopers. There was only one Jedi, and then Darth Vader. We had a 6'7". He was towering. Once he was in his boots, he was towering. He was quite a sight to behold walking along the
path. Did he still have the asthmatic problem that Darth suffers from?
He does. And we were going to get him a black ventilator, you know, one of those little
Oxygen tank. That kind of area. Because I mean, when you're going. Very difficult for radio routines, because you tend to think, can't you get something for that? Can you not take some hypnotherapy or something, sort it through? But it's obviously not.
He's not good in interview either, really.
I'm curious how close in terms of your character of Pris actually looks to the Daryl Hannah incarnation in the original movie. It's interesting.
That's a woman called Leanne, and she's one of my staff. She works on the festival.
Well, there we are.
And she helps to organise the parade, and for about 3 weeks she was agonising over what to come as. And her last costume.
Listen,
she made
Louis, surely, I mean, the bottom line is, and I'm surprised you didn't actually raise this, she should have obviously decided, what the hey, I'm going to be an Orion green slave girl. don't know, or Green Orion Slave Girl. It's fine, you know.
She last time she dressed up, she came as Lulu Dallas from The Fifth Element. So basically, she was covered in six pieces of orange tape.
Good. Could have been worse. She could have come as the Bruce Willis character.
Exactly.
It's a strange and magical scenario. As I said, I'm seriously hoping that this time round, not only will we have a couple of our other roving reporters there, but I'm hopefully going to come down and catch up with you guys yourself and see this with a few other SF newbies, shall we say, to this event, because it's worthwhile going through that, because obviously there's the Easter parade and then we move into the festival itself, and you know, we talk about the San Diego Comic Con, but I can see a situation as we head through the 21st century where this could be Europe's equivalent if we were to work through that whole basis. I mean, it's just getting better and better.
We hope so. I mean, it's 10 years now and it's, you know, we're still growing, and the parade is the new thing sort of for this year. The problem that we've got here, as far as San Diego, is the weather. That's the only thing that will scupper our parade. But I think pretty much the Brits are used to a bit of rain. And
yeah. Plus, listen, you know, we're talking
bring
about
an umbrella, and then you'll look like you're in Blade Runner.
Exactly. You know, we're talking about a science fiction, speculative fiction world. In that particular instance, you want to be able to experience the real flesh world, not the virtual world. You want
Absolutely.
To kind of work through that whole process. It's like stepping through into a different dimension. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. You know, come and press the flesh, as I said.
Well, clearly that's a phrase I might not have chosen to have used this particular time of the day, but you know, that's fine. You know, you can go with that. You know, working through that whole process. We mentioned SFX magazine, and I was conscious that we speak regularly with Dave Radley about that. I think it's fair to say he's very excited, and the whole magazine is excited about the routine. Has he revealed to you? Have you heard? Did you listen to the interview actually about the exciting news for their relaunch in April?
I'm bated breath. We're waiting for
TARDIS sound effect. TARDIS sound effect when you open the cover.
Absolutely. I know what it is, and I'm not telling anybody. Unless he's already told you.
It was an exclusive to the Midweek Drive
week.
So yeah, it was released on it. Don't worry. I know my D notices. I know what we can say, what we can't say. Very important.
Well, and SFX have been fabulous. They've printed hundreds of additional magazines for us to give away at the festival. Actually, over the period.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
A future publishing lost.
They lost their minds this year.
It's just amazing.
It was really good of them, and they've. I mean, not everyone's going to get one. We're going to be quite select with how they go out,
along with
the Trump card. You know, so you need to make sure that your face is around the festival a lot.
Well, I think that's it, because how can I actually, in all honesty, actually get our chap to actually identify the station in this manner?
Hello, this is John Craven, and glad you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Because he would have been devastated, you know.
If someone comes and finds me and says that, then they'll definitely get an SFX and a Trump card.
There we are, yeah. Especially if it's John Craven. That'd be interesting.
Absolutely.
John Craven in a science fiction festival. So there's got to be a line there. Recently, I took the opportunity to catch up with something which has been regarded as being the natural successor to Galaxy Quest in terms of events and in terms of how it actually grows and the whole setup of conventioneering and various other sort of factors. I don't know if you know the movie to which I'm actually referring to.
I don't know.
I thought you'd be sorting through on that basis, but given that it actually runs with it, I'm talking about Paul.
Exactly.
So the incarnation of Seth Rogen as the voice of Paul, together with I thought he was very good as the Green Hornet as well, it has to be said. But in addition to that, we also have the classic line of Simon Pegg and Nick Frost and so on. Is that a kind of fair snapshot of a kind of attendee to the science fiction London scenario? Will we be getting to that? Will we ever have an author who turns around and says, you know, go forth and be fruitful, when people actually say, I haven't got a book, can I have an autograph in any case?
No names, obviously. The short answer is no.
Right.
And only because actually, and we're set up to be a film festival first. That's always been our mission. We're not a convention in the same sense that Galaxy Quest and Paul has. So we don't have so many signings with actors and those kind of things.
You want that? Go to the SFX Weekender. Quite simple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You go to that. They're brilliant at that. They have fabulous guests, and it's a really,
check out some of the fabulous work that 10th Planet Events do with Derek Hamley. You know, there are all sorts of other areas.
Absolutely. And where we position ourselves, you know, kind of in the gambit of science fiction events, is to bring the stuff that you're not going to see anywhere else. This is the independent, art house kind of science fiction films that just don't, you know, there are so many films made each year, there's only a certain amount of capacity, and this stuff just doesn't get here.
I mean, just looking at the range of things, I mean, I suspect Duncan Jones has a lot to be grateful for, given that Moon, I think, was there a few years ago. Of course, Source Code is his latest scenario that he's working with. Strangely, how he actually decided not to use the name Zowie Bowie, you know, as opposed to, you know, change back to Duncan Jones. But, you know, there we are. Each to their own. But it's a case of that, and presumably, we'll just share with us some of the sort of movies that we can look forward to catching up with this time around.
Well, we've got, everything that's in, I think, is fabulous and fantastic, and it wouldn't be in the festival if we didn't think it was a good film. But we're really excited about Gerber Syndrome, which is an Italian science fiction film, which has got such a realistic feel about it. It follows the story of a disease that's a little bit, feels like flu at first, and then eventually it turns you into a zombie. So it's a really... And I say a zombie, you become slow-moving, mindless, and a little bit violent. But this thing is actually shot like a documentary. It's absolutely amazing and quite terrifying to see. There's no kind of creatures running around. There's no very little blood and gore in it. It's just the kind of facts, as if this happened as a disease, how would Europe cope with it? And it's just fabulous. We've got the world premiere of that on the 24th of April. At the festival.
And presumably, as is the case with most film festivals, and we're looking ahead here to courses on science fiction, etc., you also have the opportunity to have a few words, or at least listen to some of the thoughts of the filmmakers and the folk who have actually been responsible for making the productions in the first place.
Absolutely. We have about 15, 16 directors flying in to come and talk about their films and do some Q&As after you see the movie. We've also got a free kids screening on the 2nd of May on Bank Holiday Monday. Of Escape to Witch Mountain, the 1975 Disney film with Ike Eisman in, about the two kids with special powers. And the director, John Hoff, doesn't live very far from the venue, and he's agreed to come around and introduce it and do a Q&A.
And who could forget Ike Eisman in, of course, that often fondly regarded series Fantastic Journey with Roddy McDowall as well.
My kids love it.
Yeah, I'm just still excited by the fact that Land of the Giants is finally available in Britain on DVD. You know, it's great.
And not only Land of the Giants, they're also releasing
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Voyage and Time Tunnel coming out in June. We are screening the unaired 1966 pilot
of Operation TikTok.
Of absolutely Operation TikTok
with Suzanne Hampshire.
Yeah, and
on the Titanic.
Michael Rennie.
And Michael Rennie as the captain of the Titanic, Tony Newman and Doug Phillips go cast through the whole list of space. Who would have thought, of course, that in the case of Tony Newman, he'd go on to actually co-star with William Shatner and T.J. Hooker and also be the lounge singer in Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Now, careers, I know Elizabeth Taylor sadly passed away, but, you know, we're talking about the greats here, guys.
I don't ever think that that actually those... You know, William Shatner and Tony were actually other than their characters. They were just sort of off duty. T.J. Hooker was Kirk.
Exactly. Yes, precisely.
He was doing that rather than being a captain.
He had to be Kirk. We clarified this with Adrian Zmed a couple of years ago. In fact, it's high time we got Adrian Zmed back on the show again as the obviously the guy who created Officer Romano. The classic T.J. Hooker run that virtually every episode, what the hey, he was usually several hundred yards behind the miscreant. He would set off at that running pace and he'd catch him. You know, he'd always have the T.J. Hooker run. Genius. If you like that stuff,
then yeah, when we do the time tunnel pilot, we're doing actually nearly a three-hour session on dystopian TV. We've got a world premiere of a new documentary called We Are All Cylons, which looks at Battlestar Galactica.
That'd be good
for
Alan Stevens, of course.
We have Paul Darrow coming. coming, and we're doing a live reading of a new Caldor City play based on Blake Seven.
Paul, of course, but you see, it's Alan Stevens, Caldor City, Paul. It's fantastic. He kept very quiet about that, Mr. Stevens.
Chris, we haven't announced it yet. Last week was the panic trying to put the programme together, and now I know where everything is, and when it's on, I can start telling people.
Oh, well, I feel support and all the rest of it will be there. So it's been fabulous as ever. I mean, I think we could talk for the rest of the hour, but I know we've got our PR manager from the Lincolnshire Co-op coming in to talk about the 150th anniversary birthday bash with, as I mentioned, I just can't believe it, Lulu and Scouting for Girls.
Wow.
I mean, just... And Dave Sharp, etc., former lead singer of The Alarm, will
now,
be with
us
as well.
Can I do one quick last plug?
Yes, of course.
Because I can announce this now as well. Talking of Facebook, as you did at the beginning of the package...
I've even recommended the Easter Parade as well, whilst we've been talking, you know.
Fantastic. Well, on the 20th of April, we're going to pull a name at random from our Facebook page.
Ooh.
And then give whoever that is a pair of VIP tickets to the festival. Now, you can't buy a VIP ticket to the festival.
Of course, exactly.
But basically what they'll do is they'll be the equivalent of, you know, staff. They'll have the same kind of access. They'll be able to go all over the event, you know, meet everybody that comes and so on. So if you're
Triple
not on our Facebook page, go and like us now.
I was going to say, AAA, access all areas.
Absolutely.
What more do you want? Fantastic stuff. Just actually also a reminder, podcast, you can actually listen again to Louis Savvy chatting with yours truly and other fine folk, because these will be available for podcast as well, or already ones up there. So, you know, we're spreading the word, Louis.
Thank you very much.
Work our way through that. So the two final questions at the end, I think you know what they are, but here they come. In any case, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition today?
Fabulous as always.
So can we look forward to connecting with you again, and then let's say book you in now for the next part of the kind of pre-build-up to the festival for the first Midweek Drive Morning Edition of April 2011, i.e. next week.
Yep, no problem at all.
Louis Savvy, you will return. Sci-fi.
I'll try and get you a clip, actually. Let's see if I can get you an audio clip as well from some of the films.
Even why? Yes, exactly. Sci-fi London.com. Time for the Hooters.